Hi, this is Dr. Tom Rogers coming to you with a weekly podcast of the Common Sense MD. Today I want to talk about something I get a lot of questions about because it's kind of confusing, and that's vitamin E. Vitamin E is one of those fat-soluble vitamins. It's an important antioxidant. Antioxidants scavenge loose electrons called free radicals that can damage cells. As you know, free radical damage is involved in atherosclerosis, contributes to cancer. It really causes vision loss and many other chronic conditions related to inflammation. Vitamin E is found in plants, oils, nuts, seeds, fruits, veggies. Deficiencies are rare because it's so plentiful in foods. Usually, a deficiency will occur in people that have major GI digestive disorders, or they don't absorb fat well. Conditions like pancreatitis, cystic fibrosis, celiac disease. Signs of a deficiency: retinal problems, peripheral neuropathies. We see a lot. Ataxia, which means loss of motor coordination. You can sometimes see that. And any immune dysfunction. Again, usually don't see somebody with neuropathy and immediately go thinking this is a vitamin E deficiency, because it rarely is, except in those conditions I just mentioned. But, you know, I like to talk about supplements because they can be so good for you and protective, and this is one of them. Vitamin C is very safe. There's a few caveats, though, I want you to remember. If you're on blood thinners, it may increase your risk of bleeding. Hold off on it prior to any kind of surgery because of bleeding. It may also decrease effectiveness for chemotherapy. Remember, for cancer, you don't want to take your antioxidants while you have cancer, because cancers don't like oxygen. So you don't want to take antioxidants. Oxygen kills cancer. Remember that. Another condition, a rare condition that you may want to, if you happen to be on niacin to try to raise your HDL, your good cholesterol, sometimes vitamin E may negate that benefit. So that'd be rare, but you know, it doesn't mean niacin won't work. It just may not raise HDL as much if you're concurrently on a good dose of vitamin E. Possible benefits to vitamin E. It helps balance your cholesterol. At least it prevents oxidation of your LDL. You know, that's one thing we check on that Cleveland Heart Panel, is your oxidized LDL number. Very important. Vitamin E helps your immune system, slows aging because it decreases oxidative stress that causes aging, rust. Repairs damaged skin. Everybody knows vitamin E is good for your skin and hair. It decreases inflammation in your skin, and combined with vitamin C, it's really helpful. Even treats sunburns and makes skin overall healthier. And like I say, it thickens your hair as well. It balances hormones, especially great for women with PMS and fibrocystic breast. We've put on women on these conditions for years with vitamin E. It helps. It helps your vision along with vitamin A. It helps people that already have cognitive decline. There's not a lot of evidence that it shows prevention, but it definitely helps progression of cognitive decline, like Alzheimer's disease, most common one. It may help prevent cancer. It helps endurance and muscle growth. It's important during pregnancy for proper development of the baby. It protects your cell membranes. And that's one important way it does. You know, cell membranes need to be protective. Let good stuff in, keep bad stuff out, and that's one major reason vitamin E helps. Forms of vitamin E. This is where it gets tricky and controversial. There's really 8 different forms of vitamin E. 2 major different forms, but 8 different in total, because you have alpha, beta, gamma, and delta. Sounds kind of like a sorority. but of each of the two different major forms of vitamin E. A lot of people don't realize this, but you have your tocopherols, which is what most people think of when they think of vitamin E, and a new player on the stage is tocotrienols. They haven't been studied as much as the tocopherols, but they're really a major help in a lot of conditions. But they work for different things, and it is complex. They're cousins. They differ in the number of double bonds that you have. So it gets kind of on a biochemical level, but I'm going to try to make it simple. So they're cousins. They have different purposes. The tocopherols is what you usually think of as vitamin E, or what most people think about when they're talking about supplementation. And they do represent the most researched of the vitamin E's. However, the tocotrienols have very unique properties, such as lowering your cholesterol. It's probably the most common thing I put people on that can't take or don't want a statin, is tocotrienols, and I get a lot of success with that. A lot of people take it for that. It really suppresses breast cancer cells and neurodegeneration as well. The tocopherols are best for inhibition of platelet aggregation, sticking together of your blood, which causes heart disease. And it's also good for cell proliferation, think cancer. You always have to remember that you want to use the alpha tocopherols, which are the natural tocopherols, and also the gamma tocopherols. So those are both good. The delta and beta aren't as studied as much, but the alphas are great and the gammas are great. And they're usually going to be described as D-alpha tocopherol and then just plain gamma tocopherols. The synthetic form, if you look on your bottle, and if you know you're getting a synthetic, which is one we don't want to use, we'll have a DL. So look for that L in there. So it'll say DL alpha tocopherol. Don't take that. Take the D alpha tocopherol or the gamma. I think they both have unique properties. There's a lot more studied in the alpha, but the gamma has a lot of great properties too. And if you find any negative studies on vitamin E, either they're using way too much of it or they have that synthetic form with the L in there. So avoid those. Some people think that you can cancel out the benefits of the gamma when you use the alpha. But I've looked into this pretty extensively, and really, you can use them together. One thing you don't want to do is take the alpha tocopherols at the same time you take the tocotrienols. That's the main thing I like to emphasize on that, because they could kind of compete for the same receptor site. So I like to separate them. I say 8 hours. A lot of the authorities say as long as you do it 2 hours apart, then it's fine. Now, the tocotrienols are best used when mixed. So you're going to see people selling them as mixed tocotrienols, and which means all the forms are together, which is fine. As I mentioned, these do lower cholesterol naturally and protect the brain. But they also protect your kidneys. They help prevent bone loss, osteoporosis, osteopenia, and they help with fatty liver disease. They can really reverse a lot of the transaminases that you measure in the blood with that. Haven't been shown to show it so much on ultrasound, but definitely in your blood, it definitely improves them. So that's another help for fatty liver disease that we see so much of. So I recommend both forms of vitamin E, the tocopherols and the tocotrienols. Just separate the use of them for at least 2 hours. Preferably, I just take mine 8 hours apart because I do take both forms of vitamin E. I have found some unique supplementation companies that make these. I think Solgard makes one that has all four types of tocopherols. most companies make a mixed tocotrienol together, and that's the one I take, although I'm thinking about switching to the Solgar. But as you know, in my Dr. Rogers super vitamin, my mega multivitamin, which I call a super vitamin, has the appropriate amount of the D-alpha form. If you want the mixed, you need to add that. So avoid all the DL alpha tocopherol forms that you see that are sold. And I think both the alpha and the gamma are a good mixture. Again, the latest study I read shows that you can use them together and they won't cancel each other out. So stay tuned on that. Again, I'm always learning different things and looking at all these studies. And I like the mixed tocotrienols. I think there's a lot of benefits. It's going to be a big player in the future, I think. Just don't take large doses of vitamin E. The upper limit really that I use is 400 IUs of tocopherols. I personally use 100 international units in my multivitamin. And on the mixed tocotrienols, you want about 300 to 400 milligrams of that, and that's a pretty average dose, unless you're using it for some other really serious things that you want to go after. But in general, I love vitamin E. There's a lot to take in here because it does get a little confusing. Avoid the synthetic forms of the tocopherols, and consider adding the mixed tocotrienols, but just take them separately from your regular vitamin E, which is tocopherols. So I hope this helps clear it up. I hope I haven't confused you more. I'm big on vitamin E. It's a wonderful supplementation. And so do your research as usual and ask questions to us if you need. We'll see you next week. Thank you.